Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns Titans on Sunday. Our next guest is going to be on the call here. We are going to play a little bit of sound for him here, as we've played it a couple times for you guys, but we were going to go ahead and be joined here by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Let's go here out to the fan hotline. Welcome in Mark Schlereth. Stink, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. We actually want to play a little snippet of sound because your old friend Jerry Jeudy had a tiff on the sidelines with Shedeur Sanders this weekend. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? And I want to play for you today. He was asked about it by the media, and I want to see if any of what you're about to hear sounds familiar. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go.
What I would have done different, I probably just probably talked to him off camera. That's probably what I would have done different. Of course, I'm gonna speak my mind and tell me what and say what I need, what I see out there. But you know, it what it is. Football, man. Just me and Shedeur are good. You know, it's stuff like that happens. You know, y'all gonna make it bigger than what it is. You know, because the media, you know, that's what y'all feed off of, negativity. You know, but it is what it is. This is the life we live. So you know, we move on from it. And I live a real life. You know, so what happened around in this locker room. You know, this real, not what's going on social media and everything. So, me and Shedeur good, everything good, man. We gravy over here.
As someone that covered him in Denver, does that sound familiar at all to you?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, he's right to a degree, you know. I mean, sometimes things happen on the sideline. Sometimes you blow up. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're having a discussion that looks worse than it is. I wasn't there. I don't exactly know. But exactly know what happened, but at the same time, you know, that's one of the reasons that when he played here, I was very critical about the way he played, because ultimately, you know, you've been in the league for however long you've been in the league. You lead the league in drops every year. The lack of awareness, the fumble down the sideline was just unbelievable. Was that the Raiders? That was the Raiders game, the fumble down the sideline. Like it just, your complete and total lack of awareness. You know, those are the issues. And those were the issues, as I said, and I probably came on your guys' show before, said I wish I could buy him for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth, because he's an unbelievably talented guy, but I think he's a very below-average football player.
How much of this is redeemable? This has now been three straight weeks in a row where Jerry's had something pop up where it's like, I can't believe this is the direction that he's going right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, if you don't hold yourself accountable and you don't look at yourself through a critical eye, then, you know, until you're willing to do that, it's not redeemable. It'll never work. So, I mean, that, you know, again, that's my opinion, and you can take it for what it's worth. You know, he can take it for what it's worth. But I do have, you know, three world championships to my career and my name and 12 years of starting. So I do know something about winning a championship and what it takes and the sacrifice that it takes and your willingness to put others ahead of yourself and to be a professional football player. Listen, I was just talking on my podcast today, not about Jerry Jeudy, but just about being a professional. And I used to say this to my kid all the time when my kid got – when my son got drafted in the first round by the Arizona Diamondbacks, I sat him down and said, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you professional. I was a professional freaking football player. I never was late to a meeting. I never missed a meeting. I never missed a workout. I had literally in 6 years of starting in Denver, I had three missed assignments, and they still haunt me. That most guys have three a game in 6 years. Like I was a professional freaking football player, and it meant something to me, and it means something to me to sacrifice for my teammates. It means something for me to put others ahead of myself in the organization. That's important to me. And I want it to be important to my son. And, you know, and I've had conversations with my son when he's playing in Arizona, and I don't even know what happened. I don't even know, but it was something that Terrell Owens did. And I called him up and he answers the phone. And I said, I just want, do you see what happened? You know, do you see, and I don't even remember what it was, but with Terrell Owens, and he goes, yeah, I saw it. And I go, I just want you to know that if you ever act like that, I will be on the next flight to wherever you are and I will whip your ass in front of every one of your teammates. Do you understand that? Yeah, Dad, I get it. Okay, good. I just want to know. I just want you to know that these are the consequences of how you behave as a, you know, at that time he was a collegiate athlete, but as a professional athlete, because that's what I expect, because that's what I demanded of myself.
Stink, I got to say, if I had three Super Bowl rings, I mean, it would come up in every conversation. Like, if me and the missus argue about who's going to take the trash out, it'd be like, well, I have three Super Bowl rings. I think I've committed enough here.
Now, the response back from her is like, well, you've displayed a real ability to get things done, haven't you? You can get this done as well.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it just is. It's just one of those things that, for me, like, playing a professional sport and being involved in that, like what it, like I didn't play just because you could make money doing it. I played to win. I wanted to win championships, and I think most guys do, but I think there's a lot of guys that don't understand what it takes, especially at this level. And you look at the Cleveland Browns. Like I'm knee deep in film study right now watching them, and that defense is. Shoot, listen to the Stinky for your fans. Go listen to the Stinky Truth podcast today, because I made an argument that Myles Garrett should win an MVP. He should be the MVP of this league. He is doing things that nobody in the history of this league has done. It is like it's unbelievable. That dude is getting blocked. He's getting double teamed on almost every play. He's got 19 sacks right now. He's the one dude when you line up, you got to take away, and nobody can take him away. And we're not talking about a bunch of dumb, like, football coaches. They understand you break the huddle, 95, where is he and how are we going to contend with him? And he's still sitting with five games left at 19 sacks? Man, I played against Reggie White. I played against Warren Sapp. I played against John Randall. I played against Lawrence freaking Taylor. I played against the best that have ever played the game. And that dude is doing things that they didn't do. And he's doing it. Think about this now. He's doing it in a day and age of the NFL where it's all about three-step drops and freaking bubble screens. You get maybe 10, 12 legitimate opportunities to rush the passer on any given weekend. And because your offense can't score, the offense of the opponent doesn't put themselves into harm's way. You're not getting that complementary nature. You're not building a 20-point lead where they have to throw it every down. They're looking at it like, hey, man, we can go three plays and punt because, you know, Cleveland's offense isn't good enough to score against us. So you're getting even less opportunities to rush the freaking passer if you're Myles Garrett, and he's got 19 sacks at this juncture, getting double-teamed every time. Like, if that's not an MVP, but, of course, we can't look beyond the quarterbacks, right? We can't see beyond the quarterback. Oh, the quarterback this, the quarterback that. Oh, my God. Oh, listen, man. Hey, listen. If the safety jumps the over, throw the post. If the safety hangs on top of the post, throw the over. Oh, it's so complicated. Oh my gosh, how are we ever gonna understand what the quarterback does? It doesn't equate to what Myles Garrett is doing. I understand you guys have won three games, so nobody's going to vote for him. But if it were up to me, quarterbacks wouldn't win MVPs. Because what he's doing is next level exceptional. It is like he is a freak show among freak shows, and like I for one just respect the crap out of it.
Okay, so why then has it not translated into wins? Like you caught yourself there for a second. You're like he's putting this all season. It's been incredible. No one can deny that. But then we only do have three wins, as you mentioned. Is that coaching? Is that the offensive side of the ball? Is that special teams it's been a get? Yeah, what is that?
Well, obviously what your last game, you guys special team gaffes all over the place. Like you don't have margins to win. You guys don't have the margins to win on special teams and on offense. What that defense is doing, they're number two in almost every discernible category, number two or number three. Like, you know how unbelievable that is when you're getting like next to no production from your offense. You know, I mean, San Francisco has got a bunch of also-rans off the street that are starting on defense, and you scored 8 points. It's absolutely amazing, you know, and it that just goes to show you, you know, the cliche of, oh, defense wins championships. No, it doesn't. Complete teams win championships. Like, you got to have both sides of the ball and special teams and all those things. But again, like, to me, it's absolutely unbelievable what that guy is doing on a football field right now.
Mark Schlereth on the fan hotline here with Nick and JP breaking down a game he's going to be on the call for. Browns-Titans on Sunday here in Cleveland. I guess we'll start with the quarterback matchup. How do you view Cam Ward versus Shedeur Sanders on Sunday?
Yeah, both of them have got a lot of work to do. You know, both of them have got a lot of improvement to make. Cam Ward's a better athlete, scrambles around a little bit. You know, I think he needs to add in at this point in his career, he needs to run the ball more than he does. You always have to have an answer, like pre-snap, have an answer. And if that answer is 1-2 to scramble, then that's good. And that's really one of the things that you look at what Drake May has done this year. He has been really front side, 1-2, take off, 1-2, take off. That's been his answer, and he's been exceptional at that. So Cam Ward has got to incorporate more of that in his game. I think he throws the ball as a natural athlete better outside the pocket on the move than he does inside the pocket. There are plenty of mechanical things that break down in the pocket to where he'll throw, you know, just off-arm angles, and he'll drop his elbow, and he just is not very accurate when those things happen, and they happen way too frequently. So he's got a lot of learning to do as a quarterback, as does Shedeur. You know, I mean, obviously they're making it really easy with the screens, the bubble screens. Most of the completions were within 2-3 yards of the line of scrimmage. So, you know, that's part of the thing. You saw the big ball over the top to Jerry Jeudy he missed. Windy conditions and all those different things. But just holding the ball a little bit late with some things. More apt to throw the check down. So again, young quarterbacks, you got to grow. You got to have that confidence, and other guys around them have to support them. They've got to, they've got to do a good job with that stuff. So both quarterbacks have a lot of growing to do. But the cool thing is they're getting the opportunity.
You said you're knee deep in film study already for this week, and really digesting a lot of the Browns season. What has been a surprise to you as you play? And you've done Browns games already, but like, what has caught you a little off guard as you dive deeper and deeper?
Well, I don't know about catching me off guard, but I think Schlesinger is incredible. I think he's flying around making all kinds of plays. I think the thing that surprised me most is you get so much Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett, and rightfully so. But up and down that line of scrimmage, Mason Graham has been unbelievable. Collins, I know he's hurt right now, but he's been unreal. Shelby Harris, the inside rotation of that defensive line has been really, really good. The Alex Wright kid, I think he's injured as well. I don't know when he went out, but I just remember he's been unbelievable. And so I think the whole defensive line has been great. Listen, defensively, man, they got a bunch of dudes that, regardless of the fact that this offense isn't producing, those dudes are flying around, hitting people. You know, Denzel Ward is that dude's a football playing Jesse, man. He just makes plays, and he'll tackle, he'll hit people. One thing that just blew me away, and I got 8 million notes. I write notes to myself. I have to write everything. You know, like and I've got unbelievable penmanship, by the way. My penmanship is incredible. I'll send you guys a picture. But
please do.
But yeah, I've got all these notes written down, and one of the things is like how exceptional this defense is rallying to the ball. And you know, in today's football, it's crazy to me. If all you do is tackle well, that's all you do. You just
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Make tackles and make stops, and don't let people have, you know, dirty yards after contact, right? Don't have the leaky yardage. If all you do is that, you will eliminate scores in this league, because offenses are going to shoot themselves in the foot, and offenses in today's NFL are so worried about getting into premium plays and are so worried about hey, if you get into this, we want you to get into this defense so we have this leverage advantage over here. Very few teams just line up and say, we're going to bludgeon you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And it drives me crazy about today's football, but it is what we do, and it's one of the reasons there's so many pre-snap penalties and so many issues, because guys are thinking so many missed assignments in today's football, where you rotate a safety down, whether it's strong or weak, and all of a sudden guys lose complete and total focus on the number count and who they've got at the second level and who they're supposed to block. And it's almost comical, the number of mistakes that are made in today's game. And a lot of it, I understand we don't practice in pads. We don't, you know, there's just a lot of, I'm old man in my black socks, you know, standing on my porch. And I get that. And people, you know, people like to say stuff like that, but most of those people don't know jack squat about playing football. So, you know, I can handle it.
All right, Stink. I've seen this script that I think is about to play out a million times before in Cleveland. You're 3-9. It feels like the season is getting progressively more lost. You're starting to get weird stuff. There's a weird situation with Wyatt Teller last week. The Jerry Jeudy stuff has started to happen. And you can kind of see that at some point the ass is going to fall out of this thing. That usually means a head coach gets fired or a GM gets fired or everybody gets fired and people get traded. So from where the Browns are right now with 5 games to go, how do they avoid finishing the script the exact same way I've seen it done countless times over the last 26 years?
Yeah, I don't know that you fix that. I don't know. I mean, every time I, you know, turn on social media, it's about, you know, is Shedeur Sanders being sabotaged? Is Kevin Stefanski, like, you know, I mean, like they're giving Kevin Stefanski's giving Shedeur Sanders the crappy plays. Like you, there's one of 32. You're one of 32. One of 32. You think you're trying to lose a game because you don't like a kid, or you don't believe a kid, or they forced this draft pick upon you? Like, that's the most insanely stupid thing I've ever heard. It's hard to win in this league, and ultimately, it's really hard if you and the front office aren't on the same page. And obviously, you know, you saw the draft footage of Shedeur Sanders getting drafted. It looked like Stefanski just ate a lemon. Like, you know, I mean, we've all seen that. So you can only assume that that wasn't his pick. But the bottom line to me is this. Like, you have got to be willing to make the tough decisions, and you've got to have the right people within your organization. They're all pulling in the same direction. And sometimes the right decision is to get rid of a really good football player that has great potential, but he's not the right guy. And when you bring those guys into an organization, it's like putting a turd in the punch bowl. And you will never, ever win that way. Ever. I don't care how talented guys are. I don't. So you've got to be willing to make the really tough decisions. You know, and we've seen the dramatic turnaround. Look at what's going on in New England right now. Look what's going on with the Denver Broncos. Man, they have, like, here in Denver, people were going crazy because Sean Payton yelled at Russell Wilson. Well, guess what? He wasn't Sean's guy. He wasn't the right guy. And people said, oh, you'll never be able to overcome, you know, that 36 million in cap debt to this year. I think it was 50 million last year. Guess what? Bo Nix has won more games in the first 2 years of his. There's only like four guys ahead of him or five guys ahead of him. He's won 20 games in his first 2 years as a starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. He hasn't been great, but he's been really good. And the bottom line is you put the right people in play and around him. Same thing with Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel comes in there and makes some really tough decisions on some guys. Says, hey, man, this guy's not part of our team. Hell, in the first 4 weeks of the season, he cut his starting safety. Yeah, you know what? You can leave. We don't need you. Like, those are the type of decisions that great organizations make, that championship organizations make. And bad organizations say to themselves, yeah, but you know what? If we can just get him to, you know, if we can just get him to do the little things right, if we can just get him to do this, like, he's so talented. They can't look beyond the talent. And I just know from experience, talent, hey, we got to have great talent. You know what? Joe Gibbs used to say this all the time in meetings when I played for Joe Gibbs and the Washington Redskins. Talent will win. You know, talent will make plays in the first three quarters of the game, but great character wins games in the fourth quarter. And he goes, I would much rather have great character on my team than great talent. And I tell you, like I said, I played 12 years, started for 12 years in this league, and won championships. And it was always about the character of the men, not the talent of the men.
Mark, excellent stuff as always, buddy. Can't wait to catch you on the game this weekend. Browns and Titans. Love the Stinkin' Truth podcast, where everyone can find on Spotify and Apple. You're great, buddy. Appreciate you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original podcast, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll react to what he had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Quick hits coming up in 10 minutes. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. Great stuff with Mark Schlereth. Mark Schlereth there.
Yeah. So how many, when we get closer and closer to the Myles Garrett should get MVP votes conversation and everything he was trying to go down there, how many people are then going to have that same moment that Stink has where he's like, wait, I am talking up a lot for a guy on a 3-win football team? It's like, it just kind of like hits him smack in the face. Like, oh no. You do only have 3 wins, and then they have to go through the whole, it's almost like an existential conversation about how important is the defense in today's NFL.
So, do you think that there's a clear runaway MVP candidate this year?
No, but I do think if we were having a legitimate convo about it, it would be any order of Matthew Stafford, Drake May, and Dak Prescott's not too far behind.
Okay, so, and in fairness, if Stafford won one, I couldn't be mad. If Dak won one, given how much crap he's got, I couldn't be mad. Here's what I'll say. I don't think just getting the sack record is enough on a 3 or 4 win team to be in the MVP conversation. meaning like an actual final three finalist. But there is a point, because you and I have talked about the fact that the sack record isn't treated, and you've made, you can, it's not treated like the home run record in baseball, right?
Right.
I do think that there's a number of sacks that if Miles gets to, and specifically if he does it before the 17th game, I think at some point you have to throw it down. You got to put the guy in the conversation. And it's 25 sacks. If he gets to 25 sacks, that's such a clear jump over the record.
Isn't that the number he has on his arm?
Oh, is that it?
I think that's the number, yeah. It was a part of the broadcast where they're like, yeah, Miles didn't tell us what his number was, but he says he has it written somewhere on his body. Oh. And then it's like, well, it's very easy. They just took the camera and then was like, oh, it's on his wrist. It says 25 right there.
It could have written other places,
I don't know
too.
Why, I don't know why Miles didn't just tell him. Why didn't you just tell him the number? It's like you made him play hide and seek with the cameras that would very obviously
see. He might have wanted them to play hide and seek.
It's just on your wrist. Is that what Miles is into these days?
Lower. Lower.
No, higher. I said higher. It's just a ridiculous thing. So clearly that's Miles' goal, though. Miles' goal, he wants that to be...
It's got a tramp stamp.
Just so odd. It was like the way the broadcast set it up, and it was just like, yeah, he wouldn't tell us what that number is.
But I mean, we
used some real sleuthing to figure out what it was. And then they highlighted in on the number right on his arm.
If he gets to 25 sacks in 16 games, you can't, like... At some point, and by the way, there's a chance that, like, I think there's a chance he sets the record this weekend. I do. Tennessee.
I mean, Cam Ward's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the sport. He's basically just a punching bag back there.
And there's a chance that the Browns get this lead early, and Tennessee's playing from behind. Like there's kind of a little algorithm here that is almost designed to get Miles the record in this game. And if he gets a record in 13 games, again, like at some point you got to go, holy crap, look at what's happening. The context that Stink added, which is he's doing it on a team that is playing from behind where the other team can just go ahead and bank points and just...
Right, so he gets like 12 opportunities a game basically.
So like I tend to think... The closer he gets to 30, the more it becomes like, guys, what the hell are we doing here if you don't give him serious votes? But I think the conversation truly should start at 25, because that's just 2.5 sacks more than the record. That if, when it comes to sacks in the NFL, that's shattering the record.
No, it's crazy. Too many people are going to stop in their tracks, and then they're just going to say to themselves the same thing Stink did in that moment, which is like, I want this to be reality, but then what are we saying about the defensive side of the ball if this is the case?
Is there a number that Miles can get to when it comes to the sack total where you think the NFL would have to really consider giving him, at the very least, top three placement on an MVP ballot? I think it starts at 25, but everything you get above 25 can't hurt as well. And Andy Reid assessed his team's chances in the weirdest damn way. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.